As the DA in eThekwini, we have today outlined what we believe to be the priorities for the city's executive. We've been asked repeatedly whether we think the city's on the right track in terms of the new leadership. And I think that there have been some promising statements, but we also now need to see action steps in the first 100 days of the city's leadership. Some of the issues we've highlighted today are the rampant corruption in the municipality. We want to see action against the 62 councillors who were implicated with Zandile Gumede. And we want to see that investigative reports in the municipality are actually being tracked and actioned, because currently there are almost 600 reports that are lying around and no one's done anything about. There needs to be a focus again on basic services. Water and sanitation is a huge problem at the moment. Electricity is an ongoing issue, as well as DSW, which has left the city in a very bad condition. We also want the city's finances to be given some attention. We need to start recovering debt, particularly from government departments and parastatals. The state of public transport also needs some revision. We have Transnet, who owes the municipality almost 400 million rand in debt, but has been given an 8.8% transport fare increase. So there are a number of things that we believe need to be looked into. We also think that there needs to be the employment of more Metro Police officers and specialised units within Metro Police to get the city safe again and free from the scourge of drugs and violent crime. We are hoping that within the next 100 days, the city's leadership will be able to take concrete and tangible steps to start to address this, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on what they're doing over the next 100 days and moving on from there.